From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Iraq's Diyala province, an airstrike today. The U.S. military says the strike killed about 25 Iraqis who were suspected militants. And the U.S. said the airstrike targeted a special groups commander who it said is involved in the movement of various weapons from Iran to Baghdad. It's now frequently charged that Iran is actively involved in the Iraqi fighting. And the question of Iran is where we're going to begin now in a conversation with Iraqi National Security Advisor Dr. Mowafaq al-Rubai. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you for having me.
A couple of weeks ago, the U.S. Senate passed an amendment that declared Iran's Revolutionary Guards Corps a foreign terrorist organization. And the Senate did that, according to the amendment, out of concern that Iran might turn Shiite militia extremists in your country, in Iraq, into a Hezbollah-like force. Do you share that concern? And in your view, would a U.S. attack on Iran be justified or advisable?
See, there are mounting evidence and intelligence reports show that Iran is muddling in the internal security affairs of Iraq. And we believe that one of the national security threat to a very successful outcome of the surge is going to be Iranian threat. And we believe that we, the government of Iraq and the United States government, need to engage with the Iranians and need to use a two-pronged policy. One, to make them feel the pain inside Iraq, and the other one is to use a big carrot and engage with them, serious engagement.
You say make them feel the pain in Iraq.
Absolutely.
Not in Iran.
No, any military operation inside Iran, it is a fatal mistake, and it's a huge mistake. It will draw the whole region into an irreversible route of deterioration in the security in the whole region, and we need to get engaged with Iran. We, the government of Iraq, are engaging with the Iranians, and we are telling them to stop muddling in our internal affairs.
On another subject, the private company Blackwater USA and others like it. Do you acknowledge that if an American security guard under contract to the State Department were to fire his weapon recklessly and kill an Iraqi, that there is no Iraqi law under which he could be arrested, charged, and tried for a possible offense?
Well, this is a very complicated legal issue. And I will leave it to the investigation committee, which is led jointly by the State Department and the government of Iraq.
But the question I'm asking
but
is about sovereignty and jurisdiction.
I don't want to make this as a political issue. Mm. We need to sort out this legally. We need to make compensation to those people. We need to look into the future and see how can we revise and review the rules of engagement of these private security companies and what's their rules of engagement now.
What do you say to a critic of the government, of your governments, well, Dr. Iyad Alawi, the former prime minister, who will say that the very basis of Prime Minister Maliki's government is fundamentally flawed because it's fundamentally sectarian. People went to the polls, they voted for parties, a Shiite party if they're Shia, a Sunni party if they're Sunni, most of them didn't vote, or a Kurdish party if they were Kurdish, and that cannot be the makings of a unified state.
My humble advice to former Prime Minister Dr. Iyad Alawi is to live the reality and not live 9 out of 10 of his time outside the country and try to influence the politics inside the country by remote control. The reality on the ground is completely different, and there is no alternative to Maliki. There is one alternative to Maliki, and that's Maliki.
Why is that? I mean, it is a democracy. I mean, governments change. Why is there no alternative?
True, this is democracy, but I cannot see changing the individual will make any benefit to Iraq now. The captain of the ship is fine. He's decisive. He's determined. He's strong. He's brave. He's courageous.
But the ship isn't moving faster, though.
Exactly. The ship is not moving faster because there are people who are putting sticks in the wheel. That's the problem. So the partners need to come around and need to work with this government constructively and move the political process forward.
Well, Dr. al-Rubai, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much for having me, Robert.
Dr. Mowafaq al-Rubai is National Security Advisor to the government of Iraq.